Now they're in Bayside, right before the Catholic Church in Chamonix. my experience with some providence. I bought it from a man born here in Opus. He came from Germany. My different father. One brother came to Cologne, not Cologne, to Panama. One came to Opus. While in Opus, he went to some Conrad Bessman and Mr. Bessman. And in Panama, there's a man of them. My father left here during the war in 1941. He went to Cologne and worked in the Arizona and Cologne. In 1953, he went to the we are in drugs. Humberto died. Alejandro died. Felipe died. Humberto died. Linda died. And also our sister, who was one child in Cuba. The old person, where she is in Queens right now. Marcella, she is in Bronx. And Sabina in Bronx. Conrado lives in Cologne. He's about a chaplain.
Why they call it that?
That's the place here. At the Encito, near Bella Vista. He's still alive. He's the one that preceded me. But the brother down the road is coming right now. I completed it here and next month, and he's the one.
Yo. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Our oldest was 15.
So your father was German and your mother was Bukatune?
His father came here in 1896 in Bukas.
So your grandfather or great-grandfather was German?
My great-grandfather.
And your grandfather was?
My grandfather was a German.
Okay.
Because he came here from up to some year.
Conrad and Henry. And your father is?
Conrad.
Okay.
My grandfather is Eduardo Alice Wilson. They came from Stuttgart. Well, the truth of it is, he left Stuttgart and he went to Canada, Ontario, Canada. And from there, he traveled out to Mexico. Yeah, most of them are in Canada right now. They are in Canada.
Why did you choose to come to Panama from Canada?
Well, they traveled because Bocas was just in the starting of it in 1860. He was a real kind of company here. In relation to the month, and the last one here. Okay. We don't know each other.
You don't have the ghost man name?
Yeah. But the ghost man is the only related in this theory. And the same word. Gabi probably get the sent out in the book, but you know, we are in those homes. They are in the state, they come to the state, and then you have about 500. And when they put out the investigation, we contact them, and then they find it as their services. And they were surprised, so they sent me a commentary.
How did you come to be an admirante?
Admirante, so the names, but the company, after the company, we both came to Admirante and connected that and we came. Well, the United Company, they were able to phone them and say everything. But immigrants came to focus in the early. They were here in 1890, and the right out, they joined from the British generation. I worked with the company for many years.
United Fruit Company?
Yes.
What did you do there?
I started working in the hospital. In 1943, I started in the hospital. And it's an elderly. Then the government make a law that no, on you have to have a secondary training. I didn't have that. That's it. So I left from working in the electric plant. Then started in 1946. I took a course in national school in radio. And I started over in 1951. And then I started to work assistant to the management of the electrical department. In 1955, I spoke to the management and said, I have the ability to run a radio station if there was no one in the service. And they refused. And when I started the station in 1957, they would get irritated and discharged me. 1959 until today, I'm still independent. A good story.
Very much so. What was the radio station like for you in the early days?
Well, it was the first one in the province, so I wanted to do something. Because it was necessary, we had no communication. And I explained to the government, they told me it's not necessary. They wouldn't allow me to waste my money. They wanted me to go to Panama, Chavera, Colón. I told him I live in Bocas and I know the necessity. And we had a good talk with them. And they refused. And I insisted. And after they couldn't get rid of me, they just said, oh, I'll do what you feel like. And today I'm still doing what I feel like. And I put the first radio station here in Almirante, La Voz de Almirante. And for many years they're trying to move it, and I said it's Almirante, and La Almirante exists, and I exist, it is here. Then afterwards, another fellow came in, Palacio de la Mai, they call him master program, had an electronic program, amateur program, and he was the one that took care of the music. Ceremony, martial ceremony, and things like that. And he went down and did that. The channel was starting up. Then he transferred the channel over and went down to three stations. He did the first one.
What did you play or sit or do on the radio in the early years?
Well, I started like a jukebox. To play music, to see people come and ask me to play certain songs and telephone. They were not telephoning, so they send messages. And there were communication in the province between Chaminona and Levante and Picamora. We used the telephone to let the family know they are coming home until Intel came in. After Intel came in wireless and they put me out of business. they sell their phones and call your phone, so to come in at a second level. But I still hear.
What do you play on the radio now?
Music. Music and also religious programs. I had a program from all religions, tradition, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Seventh-day Adventist, all the churches. And they started to retreat. The only one that is right now is the Baptist.
Why did they start to retreat?
They said it was an economic problem. I have a program with a man of problem. I have programs in the state. Okay, I still have a program on the world. I used to transmit the Voice of America, United Nations, and also BBC Londres. I still communicate with some of them. Mm-hmm. They send me a program regularly.
Mm-hmm. How has your listenership changed from the before till now?
Well, what happened? Now they got in the modern system, the FM and AM. And AM is very important. They don't patronize it anymore. And pretty soon they will know AM. And it's like records, there's no more record players. I'm the one who record players. And CD and jail. And I said it's going out. And things are going on too, they want it. The government is trying to put in digital systems. But I'm not in a position for that. And the majority of the big stations, they are not interested in that. That's why I see I still alone. I think in Boca Jam, I go there.
What message do you have for the young people about that?
Well, I open the door for the attention. I have a program space for produce of the tourists, the church, the university, the private school, and they don't make commercial research, so they don't have time for that because they have a problem. So I just want to pay attention to them. I see the door is open. Only the music started. The beaches, all of them, they started here. And they fly the next step like an eagle. To break the next step and go away from that.
What was it like in the 1960s for the radio station?
Well, it was troubling. Because the support that I received was from the indigenous, the Indians. Quite a few people didn't pay attention. They said, not only have I lost any time here, and black man stay behind. I'm a black man, so they give me 3 months. And I'm here 15 years. The only one I make was a position, and they take it over. I'm here today.
You said that your family was also from San Andres.
My mother, my great-grandfather, my grandmother.
What do you remember about that culture? How did they come to be in Panama?
Well, there's not much to speak about them because my mother came here as a 3 year old. Our father came to Bocas when Bocas was in the country in Bozwell. You know, there was no road, there was no street. And the Germans came in, the aliens came in. My father used to fish for turtle, shell, and rubber. And San Andres and Bocas is all the same. And he came here with my mother, David, and my grandmother. And used to go down the Cucamonga Island fishing for turtle. Sell their friends to the German, they took it to Germany and the rubber. And after they started to bring in banana and chocolate, they started independently with banana plantation. And then I'd call them and say, I'd like to work this. And they'd have to call me, try to keep me, and then I'll just get in there, buy them out, and they work with people.
What was school like for you? Who, how, and who were your teachers?
My teacher was my teacher Edgar, teacher Kevin, and teacher Bobby. It was in Baptist.
What do you remember about your time as a school child?
Well, I was in Baptist, in this truck, going to the truck, near Bar. I used to take the food and go around. Cocoa plantation, I used to pick up on bananas, run around, fishing. And he's a cash. Very exciting. People came in a ship. In those days, we had a few years. We had this man here. But I'm proud. That guy was a rock around the country. And they said today was to take all the black people back to South Africa. Marcus Garvey.
What did you think about that movement?
Well, I think it's a waste of time. None of us could say, if you leave here and go to Panama, first in action, we will refund such a registration. Which of us, I recognize that I am a black descendant from Africa. Because where the black came from, he stayed free. The bishop said that the one said, I was from here. I'm from here. I know my mother. She said, our great great grandparents came from Africa. Came coast. In the Spanish. In the Spanish, in the Spanish, in Colombia. And after the slave was abandoned in 1838, most of the slave owners, they left and go to the different small islands like Nassau, Belize, Jamaica, and also Grand Cayman and those places. And San Andreas Providence, they traveled with their slaves and there was a slave owner. That's why you see the people in Providence are mulattoes. And the colored people, their slave was in some dress. It's like old Bank and Bogus. Most of the slave owners that came to then they come out of Florida, they left from England and they came to Bogus with their slaves. And when and service, because my grandmother, my father, he shook her, she came from England, And he expired the number in the air, and when he got his fortune, he left on the back to England, and he gave my father, mother, two sisters, and where the shepherds then? They are from. And then my mother, was the last one who came from, two of them, where they come from, San Andreas, and some of them from New Zealand. Henry, my mother, my grandmother's Henry, and my mother, Watson. As far as she could tell me, then we used to use the same boat and the nation over there from the islands and from here. And from there we came to Bogus.
So your mother's family came from there was a sailing ship that went from Bogota, they came from Bogota, Cartagena, Barranquilla, to Boca.
I was just on the list once, in those places. And I met the Stella families. They invited me to go back. And they gave me a piece of land. They shared the land open, having us in our land. But I can go back.
Is that just because you haven't been able to, or because you think of yourself as an
artist? My business is here. I've got a redistribution. My room is here. It's a known place. It's 1 hour and two from there to some of this.
When you take a good job, man.
Oh, yeah. That's a good job. This one, my friend.
What music did you grow up here? What were your favorite songs?
Well, I play music. I like classic music. But classic music, you can't play that every day. You have to live with people. And these what you can hear. They like ranchero. They like typical. And by natural, they want music. Calypso, whatever you have to do. But I am not playing every day. That's too. Real reggae is from Jamaica, and they kind of picked it up. But once, I think it was informed of it, but they've taken them with the tunes. It's good.
You don't like the mixture that's there now?
No, what is there is not music. I like music. I study music. I study music from the 90s of music of the course of the 90s, and I have beautiful lessons. My grandson now is watching the music. He's quite great as he has his own symphonic orchestra. He has the testing in the next year in the in the national theater. He's a doctor in everything in music. He has his own band in school. He plays all the instruments.
That's your son, huh?
Grand Spice Thompson.
Where is he?
He's right now with a teacher in Miami.
What university?
Well, I really don't know.
What's his name?
Nicholas Alberto Rossi. I don't know if my English is enough.
Oh, yeah. Hey, too young.
It's a broken area. We can't speak English here because of people in the property.
That's the best part.
And then, once we learn, we get into the habit of speaking with the people, live up with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Tim Holt was here, he met with those people here. And if you try to superior that, then it's what you're trying to do. So you have to visit the people.
Okay. She's going to continue. She's going to ask you more about your about food, about your family, that your children and grandchildren.
Huh? Okay, Mr. Johnson. Do you like to eat? Have you ever heard about the mighty sparrow?
Yeah, I have six sons.
What thoughts, if any, come to your mind when you hear his name?
This is the idol of musician. I have to use all the musicians that exist. Mighty sparrow, God called it, is the other one from there. All music. I used to go to a farm where
How would you classify yourself in terms of identity? Does it vary in different contexts or circumstances, or depending on who is asking?
No, I passed through a lot of discrimination in my school years, and I don't practice discrimination because I really try to found it. Black power here, Mr. Pinedo and Shaiji, didn't work. Because there was a time when the Indians, or they didn't say Indians, they had Indians. Indians and Indians, and then Indians, naked. The black was separated from the white. The white was separated from the Spaniard. The Spaniard was separated from India. And we couldn't go together. When Anosha came in the picture in 1941, I was in English, in fifth grade in English. My teacher was in every teacher. And I was very fast in English. And my mother said, look, I'm a Colombian. And she wanted to send me to Bogota to school. But economically, that was our so my mother sent me to Bobito, which was the only Spanish school. And when I went there, I was 13 years old. And when I went to school, everybody looked at me like a knife. Like they thought me was I come to visit the school. And then some children said, no, I come to what you do. I said, no, you're too big for that. And the word of the day, I don't speak Spanish. I mean, I don't speak Spanish. And most of them, everyone in them. And they gave me what they could. And when I went home, to Friday, I got 3 days school in the week. I go to training Monday, 3 days to the weekend, and we try it. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday I go to school. Friday I had to take a train back to this time, my last got there. And then I came out with this time, I don't even know what this time we had the precarious for living there, and they were black people. And Alan said, don't play with him, he turned black Panya. Don't play with him, he didn't like Panya have nice in his hands, and his community. I couldn't play with him.
The same that people used to tell their kids not to play with you.
You couldn't play with the aliens, they wouldn't come with us. The Spaniards wouldn't come with us. They were the company because they speak English and they come in with English. So the Spaniard was, you know, another way to have a trap. And I went to all of that and went in the Spanish, I was my main passport in the company hospital during the war. All the black people went to Colombia to work in the Spanish zone. There were no ability for the Spanish. And the company had to contract with people from Central America, from Bolivia, Nicaragua, Colorado, and that's what the doctor was American. And they couldn't speak Spanish. And I was the only one that really could learn Spanish, and I couldn't even tell them. My true spot in the country. And they learned all what they could learn in English. Because I had to take care of his family. And after overcome that, the Catholic schools is the main turning point where God Spaniel, never had to go because that was the only secondary school. And then everybody had to mix. They go to school and they could practice there. And when they come home, they would play, they would study, they would ball and everything. They would have to learn. And I would manage to get it. And so, start. So it went on in the company. The company to transfer from English to Spanish. All the officers work in Spanish, the school in Spanish, and things like that. So that's what we see Spaniard and the black people make my language was Spanish. And everybody said, Joe, you don't like not being facilitated, is why you're Spaniard. Things like that is very hard here. Then I've met Mr. Pineda, came to me and said, you know, we're going to see, make an history of the black people, what they used to work in the company, and we started off with that. We can use them. I told him, I am not in favor of taking one side. I passed that already. He said, wait. Then the group from Panama came down and said, we should inscribe in Panama. And I said, no. If we're going to make a museum for black people, we need to make a museum of Almirante Boca Futura. Not the black power, what they call it. Well, it's here. It's still going on, but I wasn't. They came to me and I said, look, if we're going to do something with the Almirante, it will be black, Indian, and Spanish. It has to be a group. So I was interested in that. Officially, I recognize that I am black descent, but I am not looking for the black alone. And to separate again because I found that already. My favor, well, do what you can, have it against him, you're a king. You know what that means? I don't take no side. So when he came to me and said, I want you to share it, I explained, look, if it's a black community, you want to fulfill, I'm not interested. I'm interested to help, not to separate.
Are you married?
Yeah.
What do you make your wife?
Well, She was working in a company that was in the next to the church, so we started. We knew together now the many problems that we had. One step to one life I have. And to today, I don't say sometimes you break the fence, you jump on the fence, but I never need the fence because I never need my life. God to God, up to now, he hasn't had any disappointment. What I was built or born, what I was made of from you, and what I was made of from
you. Who is the photo or background of your wife?
Well, she didn't go too far in Spanish, but she got trained as an elderly in the hospital. She was working in the hospital, and she as a sister nurse, as a patient, and she was right now pensioned as an auxiliary nurse.
Did the family have any issue for her knowing that she chose you as her husband?
Well, our father died. My father, Nicaragua, he came here during the summer service mission. So, she has three brothers, and when I have to carry, I become a father and a brother to them. And so they have to raise them, especially the biggest one, who was very young. And father, like it, but he's not equal to hold it. And his very father took me in to carry some cancer. Not as a brother, but as a head. Father, he died in the state. He has a daughter in Oregon. And he married her when he was in Oregon. His father is in place near to Oklahoma, not Oklahoma, but it's a big sign. The end of the class. He came here, his friend was sharing the room, and one in San Jose, and one here, one in the continent, trying to immerse you in the room. But we are just living together. We are in a big breath. Well, people are living together. I never found any problem with it. After I took my mansion.
Thank you. We know that you have five children. Could you tell us a little bit about them? And what was their childhood like? And if you know who were their friends, and how do they define themselves?
Well, they live here with the husband who goes to school and in San Jose. And after the first week, they gathered to Panama, and they graduated from Panama University, in the Instituto Nacional. And most of them are from Panama.
Do they find themselves, or do they recognize that as West Indian descendants?
No, we are not West Indian descendants. They are Colombians. My mother, my grandfather is Colombian. Father and mother are Colombian. I accept correctly because I don't consider myself a descendant.
Would you mind telling us your year of birth?
I was born in Bucas, in 1976.
What was the last grade of school that you completed?
What?
The last year of school that you completed.
Well, from my home, been for 10 years. I have a Montero. I work with a company and it's been going ahead until today. Yeah, right now, I'm considered or starting with it. If you go out of traffic, I'm sorry. I'm not watching. I have to go. I do what I can. But in theology, it's certificate.
Is there any other information you want to include that we have not yet touched upon? Any message for the young people?
Well, the young people are supposed to try to educate themselves in this world and give that life that they're living today, because I don't accept life that they're living and good to living today. And the last two, because the government has a big problem. You can't have a son and you close the door and you have to open the door for him each night. And you don't. Told that they can go in court house and find it. That's not bad. And the youth and youth know to do crimes. If I have a problem with you and I want to hurt you, I can't help you. You say, why do you proceed? I kill him and I come up here. You give him a 3 months jail or you want to cut. He's on the edge of the earth. There are some else you can't shoot him because the people are going to say, abuse me. That is not right. I don't think it's right. You see, children in the street walking, they don't respect you. In my school days, you can't pass a person older than you and call him John. Brother John, Mr. John, Cousin John, for John. All that is. And you couldn't pass nobody in the street and say, you don't say what to do. And you play marble and you see a man coming. You stop. You whisper, you could whisper in the presence of a big person. In my school days and my young days, we had a drum. And when there's a dance, the artist, you couldn't go and call the girl, you call her. Come here, my sister. You have to be to the door. Ask the parents for permission to visit the room. And at 9 o'clock, you better go home. Now, 2 o'clock in the morning, they say, meet you guys at the station, 3 o'clock in the night, and meet you in the street going out. You're going to dance. And you see, body. You tell me, it's body because I observe a man. Chuck, don't talk to him. Anything is symbolic. In nothing in the right life. It's also the line of. And hey, the local. You can't do it as just a person. How are you still only local? No, I can't. I really have to go on the beginning. I don't say you're not supposed to use Spanish, English, French, whatever language you want. But this Spanish is Spanish, it's Spanish. It's Spanish. With English, speaking English. But you can't say, nice, cool. He's a nice man. A number of them are nice. All of them are English, not Spanish. That's Spanish. Those things, the government is lifting from the country. What is that saying to them? Because money says something is a position. It's not right. You sit here in the street of the room, you dress all the best. Pretty soon there's no tongue.
But
they said you're not.
There's a one spot of the
radio and the television should be trained people, but they're not trained and destroying people. I was agreeing with what the radio is going on and the television. And the next thing, what is they're not using the right way, internet, computer. They destroy education. When I was going to school, you couldn't take the money and take your finger. You couldn't do that in school. You couldn't copy them. You couldn't do nothing. No, you can't compute them. The teacher said, tell me who is that column. And you have to go and check it out in the internet. I told you that, yeah. The teacher teach you the school lessons and then you tell you go and write a history of what you learned. No, it's not so. Everything has changed. The children go to the calculator to school. This are the five and five. Five, 25, 25 times. You don't know. 5, 54, 25, 5. You don't know. Because you have to be he serving in a store. Imagine his brain in a store and you serve. By the time you finish serving that person, you could tell them how much money they have to have a computer, they have to have this, and you can't tell you how much you feed because you have to want to consult the computer or the calculator. I don't say it's benefit, but it's making you making Jakarta come to this country. The training Jakarta. That thing is going on in the world today. The modern things that is used now in the world. Just destroying the world. Just destroying the world.
Could you tell us a little bit of the object recognition that you have on this wall?
Those are asset recognition programs that I wish. You know, they give you a certain amount of programs and then you complete the different services.
The last one I received.
We're going to try to get shots of that. This one is for them.
And you push some of the and then it just, and you begin to take it. Because now it's too far.
I will sign on that one.
Okay, I think you should get to the background so that the light will go right on the surface.
Okay, so you can tell us about each one. These are the ones that are on the wall.
These are awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, in those cases, are these.
Okay, we show them after
this was the first area that you can go to.
Okay. I'm gonna focus on each one. That's what we did with Mr. Thomas. So you can, you actually should talk about them and I'll just try to fill in.
Yeah. Could you tell us basically what it is?
That's what it is.
Wait one second. Okay, go
ahead. This one is from?
Trey and Mar, the first one in the Congress.
Okay.
This is in Turkey. Trey and Mar.
And this one? This
one? This is right there. Radio.
It's right there, radio.
This is in Latin.
Okay. And this one here?
The first administration, southern administration in the high school.
Okay. And the other one? La Asociación Hermano Pablo.
That's Hermano Pablo, it's in the state.
Oh, okay, so they're in the state.
I told
them
about
that,
okay. So tell us again what
this is. It's the first area in the book, it's the area of the first. This is in Turkey, to the very end of Turkey in London. This is in the very end of the people. Baptist. Southern Baptist.
The
Mahatma.
And
what else do you have? Well, I represent the value.
Okay. And then here in my hand, I have?
So now we have the focus. This is
Music, words of inspiration, Would you allow me a moment?
Me
permite usted un momento? And this?
Momento.
These are junta de festejos patrios de almigrantes por la lucha en bien de la comunidad. Segunda gran feira provincial botacoreña.
This is 50 years.
Wow. What's that? Anything else that you want to share with us? Oh, the picture of your family.
Mm-hmm.
desires?
by yourself, all by yourself.